Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We are talking about signs of the times. To get the most out of this, you need to go back 1 week ago from yesterday, 1 week ago Monday from yesterday. This is our seventh day talking about this. We're on Tuesday of the second week. We're talking about some upcoming eclipses, lunar eclipses and solar eclipses. And we said yesterday that actually the first I know of this being discovered was a few years back from a pastor up in the northeastern part of America. And he noticed that in the Bible it talks about blood moon, red moons, and the sun darkening, and different places it speaks of the sun and the moon. And he wondered if it might be eclipses. And so he looked into NASA, and NASA today can predict when eclipses will come. And he noticed that some upcoming eclipses are going to be on the Moeds. If you don't understand what that means, you need to go back and listen to these past week, especially a week ago today. The Moeds on God's calendar, the circle dates on God's calendar, are what we call the feasts. But actually, they are the Moeds, and called Moeds. There are three feasts which the Jews were ordered to come up. And the first one was Passover. The second one was Pentecost, we call it. And the third one, the Feast of Tabernacles, over in the fall. He noticed that there are upcoming lunar eclipses and solar eclipses that have to do with Jewish Moeds, or dates on the calendar. So here are the upcoming dates and of the NASA's reported what's going to happen. There will be a lunar eclipse on Passover, April 15, 2014. There will be a lunar eclipse at the Feast of Tabernacles, October 8, 2014. There will be a lunar eclipse the next year on Passover, April 4th, 2015. There will be a lunar eclipse at the Feast of Tabernacles, September 28th, 2015. There will be two solar eclipses. Brother Hagee in his letter referred to only one, but I think they are both very important because they are on the New Year's days of both calendars. They are on the New Year's day of the sacred calendar. There will be a solar eclipse, March 20th, 2015. And there will be a solar eclipse, September 13th, 2015, which is Rosh Hashanah. This, according to statistician, the odds of this happening are, well, actually, even just having four lunar eclipses on successive Passovers and Tabernacles is impossible. It is by divine design. God is telling us something. He has marked the upcoming dates. They had only happened in hundreds of years. You remember 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue? Actually, it happened around that time. There was a lunar eclipse on both of those holy days, on Passover and on Tabernacles. It also happened around the year when Israel became a nation. They became a nation in 1948. It happened around that time. And then when they got back Jerusalem, it happened again in 1967, 68. So you have hundreds of years, and then you have it only happening when Israel became a nation and when Israel got back Jerusalem. And now you have it coming in a Shemitah year period. We talked about Shemitah years, seven-year cycles on Friday, last Friday. You need to understand these seven-year cycles. Everything about the Jews is done in, they celebrate seven-year cycles. They know about these seven-year cycles. You count one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, the Shemitah year. The Shemitah year is the year of suspension. It's the seventh year which they don't plant. Even when they went into Babylonian captivity, the Lord said that the number of years of the Babylonian captivity was determined by the number of years they did not let the land rest, that they did not keep that seventh year. So it's really, really important. It's not just something that you pass over or just pay no attention to. So the Jews, as we studied yesterday or the day before, you can go back and see. I think it was Friday we studied it. They know the seven-year cycles. They have been counting the seven-year cycles since the second temple was destroyed in 70 AD. Before that, for a period, they can only have the jubilee years every 50 years when the Jews are in their land, and they are most of the Jews in the land, and in fact, even all of the Jews mostly in the land. So they have not had a 50th year jubilee cycle since the second temple was destroyed in 6970 AD. There is a jubilee coming up, and they all know it. And the jubilee that will come, they don't know yet exactly what year that it will happen, but they know that it will be when the Messiah sets up his kingdom. And they know that there's one last seven-year cycle in the 49 years. Remember, we studied the seven-year cycles from Leviticus chapter 25. Now, this is what the Talmud says. In the seven-year cycle, at the end of which the Son of David will come. That means Ben David, the Messiah. They know there's a seven-year cycle in which he's coming. He will be at the end of it. Listen again to the wording. In the seven-year cycle, at the end of which Ben David, the Son of David, will come. The first year I will cause rain upon one place and not in another. The second year will be hunger. And it goes right on down. I'm going to take you to the sixth year. I'm not reading everything they say. In the sixth year, heavenly sounds. I personally think that's the 144,000 and the two witnesses, the voices, their voices. In the seventh year, at the conclusion of the Septuagint, the Son of David will come. The Messiah will come. And then there will be the Jubilee. So that last seven-year cycle before he comes and sets up his kingdom on the earth, we call it, on the earth, the tribulation period, and in the heavens, celebrating the seven-year marriage cycle of the Lamb. Bless the Lord. So, the seven-year cycle. Now, here's the thing about these moeds, these eclipses. They are happening at Passover and Feast of Tabernacles in the year 2014 and 2015. Now, put on your thinking caps for a minute. Their years are marked by Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year that comes in the civil year over in the fall. And Rosh Hashanah in the civil year, Rosh Hashanah is the Feast of Trumpets. Now, I didn't talk so much about the Feast of Trumpets. But let's go back into Leviticus chapter 23. In Leviticus chapter 23, we have God's calendar. He starts it off in the sacred year with Passover, and then you're going to count 50 days and you're going to have Pentecost. Then they have a break of about 4 months with no holy days. Then you're going to start holy days over in the fall, and they call these the high holy days. And they begin chapter 23, Leviticus, verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, it's going to be the seventh month from when they came out of Egypt. In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets. This is Rosh Hashanah, head of the year. Head of what we call, of what would be the civil year. You hear maybe Jews from New York calling it Rosh Hashanah or something like that, but it's Rosh Head, Hashanah, the year. These are unfulfilled feasts. Every one of these moeds has to have a historic event. It has to have a harvest, and it has to have a fulfillment. That's happened for Passover. That's happened for Pentecost. But it has not happened for these seven-month feasts. There has not been a fulfillment of Rosh Hashanah. Many wonderful things have happened on Rosh Hashanah down through the history of the Jews, but they haven't had a fulfillment. It says in Colossians 2:17, these are a shadow of what is to come. The body, the substance is Christ, or the Anointed One, or the Messiah. So there hasn't been something about the Messiah that they know of, that we can point to, that we can count, that happened on the Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of the Blowing of Trumpets. Roy Hicks said that you might as well go ahead and pick out a date for Jesus to come. He was a great Bible teacher that we knew, and he's gone on to heaven now. He was head of the Four Square Gospel west of the Rockies. And he and his wife had been married by Amy Simple McPherson. He used to come to Rhema. He said, you might just go ahead and pick out a date. Maybe there's a prize for the one who gets it right. If I had to pick a date for Jesus to come for the rapture of the church, I would say that he would come at the beginning of a seven-year cycle on Rosh Hashanah. They blow trumpets. Of course, actually, it means shofar. And a shofar is particularly the trumpet that stands for gathering. They blew it for gathering. The first one was when Abraham offered up Isaac. It speaks of a redeemer. And they use it to call for the Messiah to come. So I'll pick that date. You can pick any date you want to. Maybe you want to pick something else. But I'll pick that one. Then 10 days later is a Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And 5 days after that is the great big harvest. All the harvest is in. Everybody's rejoicing. It was on this date that Jesus stood and cried in a loud voice there in John chapter 7. It's on this date that they brought the Ark of the Covenant into the temple. And I think this will be this date will be fulfilled when Jesus, I think it'll be a jubilee year, and I think it will happen when Jesus sets up his earthly temple. Now, the next Shemitah years, or the next ending of the Shemitah years, the seven-year cycles, are September 2014. It's a bookend. September 2014 to 2015 is a year. That's a year. And that's a seven-year cycle year. Then you got to, here's what I say. I'm not saying the name day when Jesus comes, but I do believe that he will come at the beginning of the last seven-year cycle. I don't know about these dates, these eclipses that we're seeing, but they do come at the end of a seven-year cycle and the beginning of another one. They have always pointed before to great things happening in the Jews. The Jews are the time clock. So I'll just tell you that I've got my watch cap on. I'm watching. I'm waiting. I'm preparing. I don't think he'll come tonight. I think he will come on a moed. Maybe I'm wrong about which moed. You can pick out which one you think. Maybe you think he'll come on Passover. Maybe. Oh, that's fine. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We don't fight about these things. We don't report each other to the police. But we're looking for Jesus. Shalom, shalom.